Network.
Welcome back in the zone. Pat Bradley's not here anymore. Top Flight Financial is, though, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Look, if you want to throw money away, that's your business. If you don't want to throw money away, listen to what I'm saying. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You know, you should have told a lot of NFL and NBA guys this.
Good point. Well, they don't pay for stuff that way, though. They buy it in cash.
Yes, sir.
Word up. I'm going to say money, word up. Let's face it, we've been through a tough economy. You heard two guys running for president talk about it last night for like 3 hours. Nothing we can do about the economy. We're not running for president. You can cut expenses, but only so far. Can't stop eating, especially when rib grip's in the house. Have to buy gas. Can't stop paying for health insurance. You can ask Marty to pick it up for you, but she won't. You can manipulate the biggest expense you have every month, though. That, of course, is your mortgage. Stop paying a higher interest rate on your mortgage now. Unless you've been living under a rock, you're probably paying too much for the mortgage on that, too. Rates are at an all-time low. If you haven't refinanced, what are you waiting for? Call Jason and Brian. Actually, Jason's coming in next week, I think. At Top Flight Financial, right here in the Rock. 501-296-9037. 501-296-9037. That is Top Flight Financial. And they can take care of your mortgage needs. Save some cash with Top Flight.
Top Flight Financial is an equal housing lender regulated by Arkansas Securities Commissioner. NMLS number 4181642857 257-818-282088. Licenses 102216 101990.
Thanks to Neil Tate for that legal mumbo jumbo. It's required by law. What do you want from me?
Seriously, I can't take it.
What do you think the guys from Cameo are doing right now? And can you name me one other song that Cameo wrote?
I'm shocked you even know the name of the people who sing this song.
Of course I do. What, are you kidding me?
No, because I didn't know the name of them. And I don't know what they're doing now.
I know Mike Griffiths. He knows Cameo. Mike, big fan?
No, afraid not, I don't.
No? Who's your favorite musical act right now?
Right now? Current?
Yes, sir.
Green Day,
okay.
You know, the lead
Billy
singer
Joe Armstrong
just got checked into a little rehab joint.
Yeah, I kind of heard about that.
Kind of.
Let's hope for the best.
Look, it happens. It happens. So, you know, Pat's perfect. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard
it's
that.
It's not. It hasn't been easy getting here, but I'm finally here. So the bad news is there's only one place to go from here, and that's down. So I would suggest don't try to achieve perfection because, I said, there's no one place to go but down from here. So
yeah,
it's been nice looking down on all you
Don't try to achieve perfection.
Suckers.
Settle for less. That's my theory. So, Mike, how long have you been with Rib Crib?
About a year and a half now.
Best 18 months of your life?
Been a good 18 months of my life.
Okay. Can you give me the recipe for these beans? Because they are fantastic.
Yeah, actually, I can. They're the same way I used to make them at home when we'd have parties
really?
And stuff. And I went to the Rib Crib, and they were making them the same way. So.
How about that?
So you're not going to give me the recipe?
No, he's just basically...
I'll give you my recipe, and then I really won't be giving you Rib Crib's recipe, but it tastes the same.
He's running for office, Pat, and so what he does is he answers your question without answering your question.
You know what's funny?
I say Mike Griffiths and his ribs for president.
I'm not even going to cook them. Even if you give me the recipe and you actually buy me the ingredients, I'm still not going to cook them. But I just wanted to know what the ingredients were.
Well, no, but you can give the recipe to somebody who will cook them for you.
Mike, what are you doing later on? Want to come by and cook for me?
No, I have to go to Cabot for a volleyball game this afternoon.
Okay, so. That
sounds
good.
Are you good? How long have you been playing?
Beat my 14-year-old daughter.
Okay, fair enough.
You are really
Acre
messed
can
up.
Pancake him better than anybody, this
I'm,
guy.
Yeah, I'm
don't
not
let,
that
don't,
good.
Don't let his stature fool you.
I'm pretty good. I'm digging out. Pretty good server, too.
He's a digger, this guy.
I dig, buddy. I dig like crazy.
He can set you up, too.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's a pretty good server, too.
Is she?
Does she play for Cabot?
Bryant.
Sorry.
Whoa, I mean, seriously, why don't you just insult
him? We're Bryant, folks.
Come
What's
on, buddy.
That, JV, 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lives down the street from a guy that used to work here, but he'll remain nameless from
Guy used to work, let me think, Pat Lynch.
That too, maybe.
Pat Lynch. You know Pat Lynch?
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
Great guy.
So, Mike, what all did you bring in today for our
I brought you four racks of ribs. Two of them are sweet and sticky, and the other one's a dry rub. And I bought you some pulled pork right off the smoker this morning.
Buddy, can't thank you enough.
And that pulled pork, man, doesn't get any better than that.
How long do you smoke that thing?
That pork
that butt
goes on at night when we leave. Mm-hmm. So about right about 10 to 12 hours.
Low and slow.
Low
right?
And slow.
Know what they say? Low and slow.
250 and all night long.
How many do you go through in a store of those? I don't know why I'm just fascinated.
Model. It's Pat's model, too.
I go
250
and
all night long?
Oh.
What are you, 245?
It's pretty expensive for these parts, big guy.
I got you.
Your weight,
big fella.
About 400 or 500 pounds a week of the pork.
Again,
my mom. Really, she looked good at the time. Anyway,
500. Stop it. Where's the buzzer, Marnie? You gonna let him talk? You gonna let him talk to me like that?
Let me ask you this. It takes a lot of pride to wear a Razorback shirt around town these days. I was driving behind somebody the other day that had Hog Fan 1 on their license plate, and I thought, man, that's tough. I feel for you. That's you got to have a lot of pride.
That's not tough. Look at the hat I'm wearing.
You're wearing a Vikings hat.
I've been a Vikings fan since I was probably 6.
So I guess
I can't go through a bad season with the Hogs.
What you should do is wear a Buffalo Bills shirt to go with your.
No, then you could be
0-8 in the Super Bowl. But
what am I 0-4?
0-4.
Yeah,
the Bills have 0-4 too. I'm a Packers fan, but I do like. I don't mind the Vikings. They're fine. Their fans are serious now.
Well, they're actually doing well, way better than they were supposed to this year. So I'm.
Other than Frazier,
who's
the quarterback up there now?
Christian Ponder. He stood us up for an interview last year, remember? But then he called after the show and said, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up. My fault. He was very nice. Yeah, he was very pleasant. So
well, he's doing well this year.
Florida State kid.
You know how he's doing well? He's got Adrian Peterson running the ball for him. That helps.
Not the first guy that stood us up. But,
again.
No, Adrian didn't stand you up too, did he?
No.
No. All day? He's a cool dude.
So what all you got going down there? What's the scoop? What all do your
our biggest thing we have going is Tuesday nights. All you can eat rib night, $12.99. All the sides you can eat and all the ribs you can eat. We just keep handing them out all night long.
How many at a time do you get on a plate? Five, six.
You start out with four, and then they just keep coming.
Rattle them off after that.
Rattle. Yep.
On the busier Tuesdays, we have a girl that just walks around and hands you ribs.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Man, that's like Xanadu.
Sticky, sweet, or dry rub, huh?
Any kind you want.
Mm. I bet when you go to heaven, there's a girl that walks around handing out ribs. That's awesome.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing the appropriate clothing.
Yeah.
At least
a rib skirt, right?
Rib t-shirt.
Like
I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah. She got beans in her pockets.
Mine's only 16, so yeah, she's wearing appropriate.
She got beans in her pockets. Just reach in and grab a hold.
That seems odd.
Listen, it's heaven, bro. Let me deal with this, okay? My own way.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your favorite item? If you could only eat one rib crib item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well,
that's a tough one, isn't it? The crib, which is fire.
A brisket.
Okay.
Right when it comes off that smoker. It's awesome. Mm,
yeah. Brisket.
But the pork's good and the ribs are good too.
Buddy, hey look. And your salads are good. You guys run the gamut over there.
Yeah, we just picked up a bunch of new items. We're serving a sausage dog now with our Polish sausage.
Get out.
Oh, wow.
We're selling the heck out of those and they're real good. So and we've got some other things coming on the way. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Not just barbecue
dog.
There. There's a lot besides just the barbecue. So.
Think the Hogs will get it done this weekend?
Not from what I just heard on your radio show.
Look, those guys don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're just trying to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Pot of beans.
You know,
trying to sell newspapers.
They don't know,
you know how it is.
Each game is its own, man. I hope they win every game that comes along, and if they don't, you know.
You root for next week.
Next year. There's always next
year. So you hear about the movement? Guys like Aker trying to get in the way of the movement.
Which movement is that?
Here we go.
Bringing Bobby Petrino back?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What would you do? What would you offer to get him back?
Nothing.
Okay.
Whoa! Not even a rib? One rib?
Yeah.
Nope. We'll get another coach and have another good year.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, fine. What would you offer the coach if you were to say, John Gruden, here's what I'm going to give you in addition to your $5 million salary?
I don't think we're going to get Gruden, but I think $5 million salary ought to get a pretty good coach.
A sausage dog.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I'd give him free food for the whole season.
You would?
Actually, if they were winning games.
What about his life? What about his life?
I won't feed the whole team, but I'd
feed, him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That seems like a fair deal. Call Gruden, tell him we'll get him $4 million and all the ribs he can eat. That seems like a good deal for me.
Yeah, there
say
you
no
go.
To that.
The one that you can't get decent ribs where he's living.
You're lucky Mark Mangino's not going to be the next coach, or you'd be in trouble.
That would be true. You'd probably be eating right out of business.
Or Charlie Weiss.
If the Hogs were winning, I'd be doing more business.
Is that right? Does that help
you? That's what preachers say. They get a lot more donations on Sunday when the Hogs win.
You know what you should do?
Basketball helps your business, and so does football.
Pat says it's on the way. Will you cook Mike Anderson dinner?
Yeah, I'd cook
him. Okay.
You got to make me a promise. If they go to the Final Four, you got to come up with a Final Four barbecue sandwich or something like that.
You do a Final Four plate with ribs and brisket and pulled pork and something to be named later. Maybe the sausage deal.
How about beans?
I plan on going to quite a few basketball games this year.
Beans. Amen.
Beans are a side, Pat. They're a side. They're not.
Not in my life, buddy. They're the main dish.
That's apparent. You better run while you can, my man, before those kick in.
Beans and people, too.
Mike, you're the man. Who's your baseball team? Let's focus on something fun.
He'll like this. I've been a Red Sox fan since Yastrzemski was playing.
Well, you've had a rough year.
Did you see the Triple Crown, 67?
Mike, get over here.
Did you? Yeah.
If you're a Hog fan and a Red Sox, you need a hug. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
I should have been a Patriots fan, but I used to go to games.
Best 500 team in the NFL right now.
Yeah. Vikings are doing good.
Your team. Vikings? No, the Red Patriots Sox? Are 2-2.
Oh, Patriots. Yeah, they are the best 2-2 team in the country.
Thank you. Mike, thank you so much for bringing lunch. We're going to talk some baseball coming up.
We are?
I am.
I thought the season's over.
I told you.
They had the finale last night. You didn't. Yeah. Clearly, you haven't been listening to me.